All right, welcome to the Lunchroom Heroes Radio Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Mikey, and with me, as always, is Chris.
Sup, guys?
Michael.
Sup.
And, of course, Paul.
Yarp.
All right, so it's been a pretty busy week in world news, but before we get started, wanted to talk to you guys. What's going on in your world? What's going on in your lives? Anything going on in your life, Chris?
I'm trying to think here.
Off to a bad start. All right, Michael, anything new?
Not really.
Paul?
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Well, thank you for getting that song stuck in my head. Well, I guess we are just four boring gentlemen with nothing new to report in our lives, so we can start talking about the very eventful week that America and the Earth has had, starting with, of course, the story that has been blowing up the news channels. I guess we're going to start off with a bang with the Boston Marathon explosion that seemed to rattle this country. Wanted to get your guys' thoughts on it. What do you think? What were your first impressions of what happened? Etc., etc.
Yeah, it sucks, man. That's for sure.
Definitely does. Watching the footage when it first came out, and it was a relatively small story then, but now it's blown up.
Now, it's sad to hear about the kid and his dad. Like, he went out to go hug his dad, then he got blown up after he returned to the crowd.
Oh, I actually didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, I know that so far there have been, three people confirmed dead? One of them was a little kid, I'm assuming that's who you were talking about.
Yeah.
One of them was like a 30-year-old woman. And I don't know who the third person was, but there were over 175 people injured. Some people with pretty serious injuries, other people with relatively small injuries. And it was just a pretty bad news story for America.
Well, who do you think, was responsible for it? Do you think it was, a terrorist organization or, a homegrown kind of deal?
Homegrown.
Yeah, I was going to say...
That was going to be my guess, too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree, because I was looking at the FBI pictures of their suspects. So.
Well, if it was foreign, at point somebody else would... Somebody would have claimed it if it was a foreign on purpose. If it's a homegrown, then they're just going to keep quiet. I mean, think of the Kaczynski guy back in the Unabomber. He never said anything.
Well, that's how I would be, too. It's like, why would you announce, yeah, I did this. Yeah, our organization did it. It's, retarded.
Yeah, I think the fact that it happened in Boston on the quote-unquote Patriots Day... Gives,
yeah.
Quite a bit of resonance to the fact that it's probably a domestic. Plus, the FBI, if you go to FBI.gov, their website, they just released today on Wednesday. No, Thursday, sorry. They released today on Thursday, April 18th or whatever, that it was two younger dudes. One of them looks like a white dude, and the other one looks like he may be of Middle Eastern descent. But, it's looking like, based off what the FBI released, that it's domestic, and that the bombs they used were basically made with pressure cookers filled with metal and ball bearings. I think what's really sad is that you had the news networks like CNN and Fox News basically giving people a step-by-step instruction on how to construct these bombs.
Yeah, that's the
media
for you.
You could just go online though and find it out. It's not like it's that big of a deal kind of thing. I mean, it's the information's out there very easily to obtain, so.
Yeah, but I just think it's pretty messed up that the quote-unquote news organizations are, instead of actually giving us news, giving people instructions on how to develop them. I just think that's a little bit absurd.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I actually read somewhere, we were talking about who did it, and it's probably these two younger dudes, but there was a news story, I guess the Taliban, probably the worst company to work for in the world, came out and basically gave a press conference saying that they don't take credit for this, that they would kill Americans whenever they find them, but they had nothing to do with this. And I think that we're going to see a lot of that. People that would generally hate Americans, but they don't want us to come invade them for any reason, so they're trying to distance themselves as far as possible from this sort of thing happening.
Live in fear.
The American way.
That really is the American way.
That's how Dad did it. That's how America does it. It's worked out pretty well so far. Tony Stark.
Tony Stark. Oh,
yeah, that's
the
quote from Iron Man.
I got it, yeah.
But
For some reason, I was thinking Game of Thrones.
Not quite.
Yeah, way off.
Way off base. All right, yeah, well, the first news report that they came out and said that there was a Saudi Arabian suspect that had been taken in by the government for questioning, but then came out that he was just a witness, if not a victim who had been injured, but...
Racism.
Really is racism.
It's not racism, it's what do they call that,
Profiling,
there you go. You got it, Paul.
I thought that was a little bit messed up, that they just grabbed the first brown person they could find, and he did it.
You, come
well,
on.
The, do have a they do have a history being the ones to do it.
That's true, but I think based off the past 20 years of American history, we're much more likely to be attacked from a white person than a brown person.
Yeah, but again, like you said, the American way.
Freedom, quote unquote. Yeah, I've just noticed after that report came out, there was a lot of, I wouldn't say profiling, there was a lot of racism going on in America afterwards, because you just had all the fears of it being another Taliban Al-Qaeda attack. And then there was a story where these two Middle Eastern men were kicked off of an airplane for speaking Arabic.
That's racism.
Yeah, that's racism. Right? Or it's just, yeah, it's not, that's no good.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you had Eric Rush from Fox News coming out and saying that Muslims are evil, let's kill them all. I don't think that gave America a lot of...
racism.
He actually said that?
Yeah, he's a pretty notorious Fox News commentator, and he was tweeting these things. He said he was trying to be, like, funny and ironic, but he's basically said the same thing seriously on live TV, so...
How's that either?
Yeah, I'm with you on this mic, too. How is that even funny? I don't get that.
It must be, like, Fox News humor.
Fox News is barely a legitimate news source, so... Yeah.
Old people. People news.
But did you guys hear about the Westboro Baptist Church who was threatening to come out and protest the funerals from those who died?
Nope.
Why?
Because they're the Westboro Baptist Church and they hate everyone and anything.
I thought they only hate gays, blacks, whites, Jews, French, Americans, Indians, South American, pretty much anything other than Westboro Baptist.
No, they hate everything, but they blame everything for the things that they hate.
Really?
Yup. Yeah, and I actually, there was a lot of funny comments being thrown around on the interwebs of basically the police in Boston turning their heads whenever the Westboro Baptist Church actually showed up, just because they're not going to support the Westboro Baptist Church. And if there's one town you don't want to fuck with, it's Boston.
Of course.
I think everybody here has seen The Departed.
Yeah.
And of course, after a national tragedy like this, one of the many things to go around was all the conspiracy theories. I was wondering if you guys had heard about any of those.
I haven't been paying attention to that stuff. This reminds me of Mike back in high school. He was always talking about the missile hitting the Pentagon.
But yeah, I read a whole bunch of conspiracy theories that were going around about how it was a giant government-run operation and how they were going to try and promote Patriot Act 2.0. And I remember, Mike, you showed us a link to a, I think it was a 4chan post about someone claiming to be a government insider and saying that this was all an inside job meant to promote national security or something.
Well, did you read that, like, just recently, a senator said that the reason they just passed the new CISPA Act was because of this?
Really? I didn't read that.
Yep.
Would you happen to have a senator's name or whoever said that?
Yeah, just give me a second and I'll send it. Talk about other stuff for now.
You got a source for that?
Yeah, you make a pretty bold claim there, Paul. You gotta source it.
The source is in my pants.
Quote of the day.
My favorite one is replace it with a pig.
Yeah, from last week, replace it with a pig. I wish that would have actually started trending, but I know we have all of like 6 listeners.
I don't even know. Do we even have that many?
I'm pretty sure we do, yeah.
Link is up.
Would you mind giving the people a little read through on the link that you just gave us?
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed the controversial Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protect Act, CISPA. Lawmakers
right,
in the House voted 288-127 Thursday afternoon
call.
To accept the bill. Next, it will move to the Senate and could then end up on the desk of U.S. President Barack Obama for him to potentially sign into law earlier this week, though my senior White House advisors said they would recommend the president veto the bill. Should CISPA earn the president's
right,
autograph,
well,
private business will be encouraged to voluntarily share cyber threat information with the U.S. government. The authors of the bill say this effort better combat reportedly increasing attempt to harm American critical computer networks and pale businesses. Cyber companies of intellectual property and other sensitive trade secrets. One bill's creator, Representative Bruce Wupsberger, Democrat of Maryland, said during a random debate Wednesday, $400 billion worth of American trade secrets have been stolen by U.S. companies every year. Passing CISPA, he said, would be a common sense solution to that growing alarming rate.
Thank you, Paul.
Nice one, Paul.
You asked for a briefing on it.
Yes, a briefing, not a complete read-through of the entire thing.
That was like a seminar.
I feel like I just got back from a meeting. But yeah, I guess we can start talking about CISPA, which is probably the biggest threat to the internet since SOPA from last year. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I remember.
Never forget. But yeah, CISPA is also known as the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, also known as House Bill 624. And like Paul said on his very verbatim reading of that, it's basically a bill that would allow the government to regulate the internet in some way. Wanted to get your guys' thoughts on the possible repercussions of what this could be.
Well, what kind of rights does the government have? Like, what do they have in mind? Like, they can do anything without, like, a warrant or what?
Yes, warrantless searches are part of the bill.
I just know that it would give the it would basically allow companies to basically give up information without any repercussions whatsoever. So, like, all the information you've put on Facebook or even to your online banking accounts or whatever, those could be given up to the government at any time. They wouldn't have to require a warrant or anything like that to get it.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's basically the train of thought for anyone who's not a multi-millionaire politician behind this, that it's complete bullshit.
Do you hear about the politicians have voted down so they could use their knowledge of, like, voting and everything? So, you know, like, let's say they're going to increase taxes on this product. They could sell their stock in these companies, or you're going to do this and that. They just passed or repealed that act that actually prevented them from doing that.
I actually did not hear that.
Yeah, it happened, I think it was 2 or 3 days ago. They had an act where basically senators couldn't use their information for voting. Like knowledge to buy, you know, for insider trading. They just, Barack Obama repealed that. So, senators are, senators and all that do basically inside trade all day long and, get rich off their knowledge of forthcoming bills and all that fun stuff.
To be fair, they have been doing that for decades.
Yeah, but now we can't, they'd have absolutely no repercussions if, like, when it basically, yeah, there's no repercussions anymore.
Yeah, well, I know that, when CISPA was being passed in the House, it still hasn't passed the Senate, so there's still a chance that it will get repealed, because the House of Representatives is mostly controlled by Republicans, and it was actually this bill that was mostly voted on by Republicans. I think there were over 200 Republican votes for it, but, yeah. There were 36 new co-sponsors on the CISPA bill the same day that IBM came to the Hill to lobby them, so I think, Paul, you may be onto something that on a certain day there happened to have been large bank account transactions throughout some of these senators or their very close relatives, and they're basically allowed to just vote for whatever they want whenever they want.
Pretty much.
God bless America. I actually also read somewhere that there was a one of the representatives who voted for the bill, his wife actually had a controlling stake in a company that would profit from this bill. So, corruption at work, people.
We voted for it.
Sadly, we did. But one of the other news stories that has been shaken up the nation was the giant explosion that actually happened last night on Wednesday, April 17th, at the
Waco.
Yeah, that place. The fertilizer
waka
plant
waka
explosion. Was that Chris?
Said the Waka Waka plant.
Waka Waka. Yeah. So, Chris, have you seen the multiple angles from the fertilizer plant explosion?
I've seen multiple shots of it, but I haven't really, like I said, I haven't really been paying close attention to the news. So, yeah, I don't have the inside scoop like you got.
I don't have much of the inside scoop because most news stories haven't broken in with the numbers of the fatalities or what happened. All I know is that at least 2 people died, probably going to be plenty more than that. And I know that there are at least dozens of people that have been rushed in with pretty serious injuries.
Well, how many people were working that night?
Well, I don't think the biggest problem was people working, but I know that right next to the plant, there was basically
a residential neighborhood, right?
Yeah, there's like an entire apartment complex. There's like schools right by it. Like, if there were zoning laws or anything, I wouldn't be surprised if this giant fertilizer plant was in violation of several of them.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, there's no way that you could have apartment complexes within that close to a fertilizer plant. Because, I mean, I bet even my little sisters know that fertilizer is explosive as shit, pun intended.
Well, I think Paul was saying that he read an article where they were found in violation of code.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that plant should have been shut down many years.
Wow, that's pretty surprising. I bet there are going to be a lot of heads rolling when...
Yep.
Yeah, someone's going to lose their job, if not their livelihood.
I don't know, it's politicians, they could probably get away with it.
I remember Mike was saying something, too, about someone saying, like, haha, it serves you guys right. Or what was that, Mike? That article you were reading?
Google review?
Yeah.
Let me find it.
But yeah, it's unfortunate. I think I heard like 41 houses were destroyed or something like that. 41 homes.
Wow. Yeah, I saw some of the aftermath pictures and it just looks absolutely ridiculous. Like, their apartment complexes that were basically just blown in half. Like, this explosion was gigantic.
Man, no, it's crazy.
Yeah, did you guys see the video from the dude who was relatively close and he had his little kid in the backseat?
No, I didn't.
That was actually a pretty sad video just because you hear the little kid start to freak out and say, like, we need to get out of here, I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just pretty sad. Apparently the kid is alright, but still, it's pretty sad to listen to. Yeah, just crazy stuff, man. It seems like things always happen in pairs. Whenever a celebrity dies, another celebrity dies. Whenever there's a shooting, there's another shooting. It seems like this is the week of explosions.
Oh yeah, thing. It's burning up, man.
Yeah, if you're watching the video, you have to wait until about the 28, 29 second mark, and that's when the big boom happens.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it. Jeez!
Yeah, apparently a lot of people that were on the scene said that it was basically like a gigantic bomb went off. Like, it shook the ground, wow. And there are houses from miles away that felt it.
Mother Nature just shit her pants. That's crazy, though, man. That's a big explosion.
Did you hear about the earthquake in Iran?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, wasn't it like an 8.0 level earthquake?
7.8, I mean, right next to it.
No, pretty close, yeah.
Was it Iran or was it Pakistan?
It was on the border of Iran and Pakistan.
Ah, okay.
Were there any, like, casualties or anything like that?
Last I read, there was only 20 or so, but I ain't double check on that.
Wow. Man, it just seems like this week in human history just sucks.
Yeah, it does. If you look at the past, isn't this like a anniversary week of certain bombing?
Yeah, there was the Oklahoma City bombing, which happened, what, like 20 years ago or so? 18 years ago? Then the Columbine that happened this week, like 15 years ago. And then, of course, you had the two bombings, the two explosions this week, and just so many other awful things that seemed to happen.
Adolf Hitler's birthday.
And the death toll between the two countries is 74 people so far.
Wow. For an earthquake in a very non-industrialized area, that's pretty extreme. Well, have you guys heard anything new about North Korea? Has that crisis worsened?
Well, it's just, I heard that the guy, they couldn't find him for a while, Kim Jong-un or whatever, they haven't seen him on the news or whatever, but now he wants to talk and settle and make a deal with the United States or something like that.
Of course.
Did you hear about that?
I actually didn't hear about that. I was just wondering if you guys were, because I know you guys are connected into...
But yeah, Mike and Paul told me about it.
Mike, Paul, you guys heard anything?
Yeah, North Korea demands that U.S. withdraw from the entire Korean Peninsula before resuming talks. They demand just all kinds of that they're allowed to engage in nuclear practice, that they could do this, that they could do that. Basically everything that we would just kind of like look in their face and laugh at them, they're demanding that we do before we even talk.
So basically they're going to send us a fax with all their demands and we're going to send back a fax that just says LOL.
Actually, I think it's a fax. Actually, what they do is Barack Obama sends out a photocopier and they get an image of how our response will be.
Well, Mike, have you heard anything new? Because I know you were plugged into the World News Network.
No, just that they were willing to go back and talk, but they wanted like all the sanctions and stuff withdrawn that the UN imposed on them. Pretty much what Paul just said. And I just don't think that they should do that, because it's like you don't threaten the world and surrounding countries with nuclear war and then go, on second hand, yeah, we'll sit down and talk, but we want some rice or whatever. It's like, I just think it's stupid. If the United States and South Korea and Japan and everyone else who's involved sits down and talks, I mean,
it's good for diplomacy, but it's like,
on the bigger scheme of things, what kind of message are you sending?
Yeah, that people can just do whatever the fuck they want, but we'll still sit down with them and give them what they want. Well, the only thing I've heard about North Korea was that, They targeted Japan and Colorado Springs and even Austin for some reason. I don't quite understand that. And then I also read a story last night about how Dennis Rodman is going to go back to just hang out and have fun. And I was just...
Over in North Korea?
Yep, he's going back to just chill.
Why? I heard Dennis Rodman was in contact with the FBI.
Is he like a sleeper agent we're sending over?
I heard that he was giving information about Kim Jong-un to the FBI.
Wow.
So, I don't know. It's possible.
You really think we're going to let somebody who's talking to Kim Jong-un himself go there, and when he gets back, we're just going to be like, oh, okay, hope you had fun.
To me, it just seems like he's filming a movie or something. Like, we're going to see Dolph Lundgren pop up, and him and Dennis Rodman are going to take down the North Korean Empire.
You got to send in the Expendables first.
Well, I guess we can move on to some odd news. I read a story recently about that there was a New Zealand man who, after mixing vodka and his diabetes medication, literally drank himself blind. But shortly thereafter, the doctors that he had to go see gave him whiskey, and he basically regained his vision.
So they knew the trick to get his vision back?
Yeah, I guess they like gave him like a stomach scan or a stomach exam or whatever, and they found out that I guess when you mix vodka with certain things, it could cause like formaldehyde poisoning. Hmm. So it basically creates like a horrible fungus within your stomach. But they knew that giving him whiskey, I guess, would X out the effects of the formaldehyde, and he gained his vision back. I just thought that was pretty interesting and pretty fucking weird. So I was going to ask you guys, have you guys ever had a horrible alcohol experience, and have you ever had a better alcohol experience? Starting at the top, Chris?
Well, nothing where I blinded myself. That would be terrible. But I think I've had just pretty much good experiences when I'm drinking. So it's always fun hanging out with you guys and grabbing a few brewskis, am I right?
Holla at your boy.
Yep.
But if you had to define your best alcohol experience and then your worst alcohol experience, what would they be?
I like that one night when we went to do karaoke at the, what's that pub's name?
It was that one bar in Tacoma.
O'Malley's. That's what it was. O'Malley's in Tacoma.
So that was your best? Getting drunk, doing karaoke?
Yeah, that was a fun night. Hanging out with you guys, my brother. I just wish that karaoke guy was open longer than that. It was like close the stand at like 10 o'clock. That's stupid.
Yeah, they closed that shit down at like 10 or 11. It was bullshit. I didn't even get to do karaoke.
No, no, it was sad. Sad day, Mikey.
Sad day. Well, if that was your best alcohol experience, what was your worst alcohol experience? Would it be the time you got drunk up in Alaska and you had to separate two of your coworkers from fighting?
No, all my experiences drinking were fun. I mean, I didn't have like a bad time where I got in a fight or anything like that. So.
Well, obviously you haven't been living life.
No, man.
All right. Well, Michael. What was your best alcohol experience and your worst alcohol experience?
They're all pretty much my worst.
Well, if you had to single out one particular.
McCormick's.
Oh, the key word that makes Mike dry heave. There was a time where Michael came out to visit me. Michael and Paul both came out to visit me at my house on the other side of the state. And, of course, all we had to drink at the time was really cheap McCormick's vodka. And if you don't know anything about McCormick's vodka, it comes in a giant gallon jug, but, however, tastes like rubbing alcohol. Plastic jug. What did I say?
You just said jug. Let's verify how high quality of drinking we did.
Okay. It's very bottom-shelf liqueur. It is just horrible.
It's like basement level.
Yeah, it's bad. It tastes like rubbing alcohol. And I guess that was... Would you say that was probably one of your first experiences with alcohol? Was that like your first time getting hammered?
Yep.
Ah, okay. So your very first
illegal
time...
illegal drinking.
Yep. I guess that probably just turned Mike off. And Mike, vomit once or twice that night?
I think it was once.
Well, Paul, your worst and best experiences with booze.
Okay, my worst would be when I went to Romania. I was hanging out with some people my age out there, and I got really, really, really drunk and ended up basically vomiting for a solid half hour. That definitely was not that fun.
Damn.
And my best experience is every experience I can't remember what happened.
Those are usually the best.
Those could go either way, though.
Hey, you can't remember, so how can it be bad?
Point set, Max.
How could it be good either, so...
Well, even if it was bad, it's like the hangover. You have to work out the mystery.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say that my best experiences with alcohol were also my worst experiences with alcohol. There was the one time I got really drunk drinking rum, which seems to be the thing that causes me to vomit no matter what. And I vomited on the inside and the outside of Mike's car. I remember that.
Oh, man.
That was some interesting stuff.
I was going to say, Mikey, I think I'm different than you, as tequila's my killer, and probably rum's my favorite.
Yeah, I actually like rum. Like, the taste of it is pretty cool, but every time I drink it, I throw up, no matter what.
I think there's still chunks of that inside Mike's stereo.
Yuck. Mike, is that
true? If you look closely, you can see it.
Mike, is it still there? Do you get awkward comments from people riding in your car?
Only spot is in the speaker area, but you can't really notice it unless you actually actively look for it.
I'm still really sorry about that, Mike. That was just a bad night.
I just remember you were leaving. You're like, yeah, man, I threw up once. I'm good.
Nah, I guess I didn't know at that time that driving in a car while being absolutely blacked out hammered was a bad choice. I just can't even imagine what people who were driving by must have seen with my head half out the window, vomiting everywhere.
Did you even make it outside, like, or did it all just end up inside the car?
I think it was, like, basically half and half. Half inside, half outside.
I clearly remember, as we were driving along, looking out the other window from me and being like, oh, look, it's raining outside. What's that horrible, oh, God.
good memories that I don't remember.
Sure to have more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I figured out after that just driving in a car was a bad idea. Because there was one time when I lived with my current girlfriend and her two roommates, and I'd started drinking early in the day. Like, this was, like, near the end of the school year, sun was shining, so I started drinking beer, and before, like, 8 or 9 o'clock, I had gone through an entire case, like, 24 beers, and I had started dipping into the tequila bottle. And you know you're really drunk when you start drinking straight from the bottle of tequila, and I was going that far. But then one of the roommates had the brilliant idea, because she hadn't been drinking, to go to Taco Bell, which is, if you've ever been to Pullman, you know that the nearest Taco Bell is over 10 miles away in Moscow, Idaho. So Jeez. We decided to drive there, and of course, me being hammered, I'm basically blacked out, so I don't remember much. The only thing I remember is telling sexist jokes all night long, and that's generally what I do when I get really drunk. But I remember waking up, coming to consciousness halfway through the drive, and I'm vomiting on the freeway. Luckily, though, it was all outside the car. None inside. So maybe I'm learning. I'm practicing. Jeez. That was...
You're like a grown-up now.
That's right. Maybe next
I
time
throw up
we'll
on
just...
the outside, not the inside.
That's right. I'm like a little kid learning to draw between the lines, not outside the lines.
What's closer, Colfax or Moscow?
When you're coming from Pullman, Moscow is way closer. Because Colfax is like 15 or 20 minutes away, whereas Moscow is like 10 minutes away.
Oh, okay. So not too big of a difference.
Yeah, not too big, but Moscow is just a way better city. Because Colfax is where depressed prostitutes go to die.
Yeah.
That town is a major bummer.
They got a taco time there.
That doesn't make up for the soul-crushing depression that overcomes you if you go there.
That was my my last meal before I did the long haul back home.
The long, lonely drive.
Yes.
It is a pretty long drive. But after you do it a couple dozen times, you just get used to it. Luckily, though, I won't have to make that drive many more times.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I'll be moving back in a couple weeks. I'll be able to actually do this podcast in person with you guys and not just over the interwebs.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
So what are we going to do with these series of pipes, then?
I'm assuming you're talking about the series of pipes that connect us from point A to point B?
Yes, the internet's a series of pipes, correct?
I don't know. I guess
of
we
tubes.
Of tubes, sorry.
That's the quote.
But I guess in other odd news, there was a... I don't know if you guys know much about Justin Bieber, other than he is a blight on humanity.
Yeah, all right.
Well, he recently, I guess, went to go visit the place where Anne Frank lived, and he wrote on the message book or whatever that he would have hoped that she would be a believer. I felt like that should just be thrown out there to amplify what a douchebag Justin Bieber is and how much we should stop talking about him, even though I'm talking about him on a podcast.
So is that a believer is like a Justin Bieber fan, I'm guessing, right?
Yup.
And he said that she would be a believer, or he wrote something, or what?
Yeah, he basically wrote something along the lines of, if she were alive now, she would be a believer. And that is...
At the site?
Yeah, I guess like on the log book from where he logged in.
Ah.
Yeah, I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that. What do you guys think of Justin Bieber?
I don't really listen to him, so...
Yeah, douchebag.
I'm thinking, why are we even talking about this right now?
I guess we could start talking about some good music, if you guys would be interested in that.
Sure.
All right, well, I don't know if you guys know, but one of the most notorious bands in history, Black Sabbath, has been reunited. And they actually just today, on April 18th, released their first song with original singer Ozzy Osbourne in over 30 years. If you want to check it out, the song is called God Is Dead, and it's actually a pretty awesome song.
What would you rate it as? 5? Would you give it a 5 out of 5?
I'd probably give a 4.5 out of 5. It only just came out like a couple of hours ago, so I've only listened to it once or twice, but it's a pretty good song. It's a pretty long song, cool. Too. It's over like 7 minutes. Pretty good song. I would highly recommend it. And I also have some other musical recommendations to give you guys. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the band City of Fire.
Sounds like a power metal band.
Nope. No way. Well, it features the singer of Fear Factory, which was a pretty famous industrial metal band that gained notoriety in the 90s. But the singer, it's like his other side project band. And it's kind of like it's a little bit industrial, but it's mostly like hard rock, alternative, groove metal. But they just released their new album, Trial Through Fire. And I know that this album has been waiting to be released for like 2 years or something. So there's quite a bit of a wait for it. But it's actually a really awesome album. And if you guys ever get a chance to check it out, I'd highly recommend it.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. Look at it.
Nice. I feel like that's one of the rare bands that all four of us could collectively like.
What's Heart of Oak? What is this I see here?
Oh, that is another band that I was going to have you guys check out. I know Mike would really like this band. I'm not sure if Chris, you or Paul would like a band. But they're, Michael, I would highly recommend them. They're called Ancients. And it is just basically the word ancient, but with two I's in the middle for whatever reason.
Looking.
Yeah, they have a really strong Mastodon sound, but they also, it kind of sounds like a Mastodon album if it were to be produced by the guys who make Psilosis. It kind of has like that sound to it too. It's like a very progressive metal, but I feel like it's a band you would really, really like.
I'm listening right now.
Nice.
This is a brand new band?
Yep. They just released their first album, Heart of Oak, and it actually just came out. I think it just came out or it's about to come out, one of the two. But it's a really solid album, really reminiscent of Mastodon. So if you're into that type of progressive metal, definitely check it out.
Yeah, I'm digging this. I'm going to have to get this album.
Yeah, I think Chris, you may even like it. Paul, sorry, I know you're not too big into like metal or anything. I would have you check it out, but you may not like it.
Thank you for thinking about me.
Always.
I know it's hard to forget my beautiful body.
Here we
Rockin'
go.
Bod.
Is this band Canadian? Yep. Vancouver?
Yep.
Yep.
Is it Canadian? Yep.
Of course they are.
Now you know he's going to download it.
What's that, eh?
Yeah, you could tell that Mike found out they're Canadian.
Stinking great.
Stinking great. You could tell that he just found out they're Canadian, so that bumped up his interest level at least 2 or 3 notches.
Maximum.
To the max.
What's the crisis thing when you...
Maximum speed. Maximum armor.
Oh. Maximum strength.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never played Crisis. Well, have you guys heard that starting in 2015, there's going to be a new Star Wars movie every year?
Wow.
Yeah, apparently they're... What's that?
I said, what a treat.
In 2015, they're going to kick off with Episode 7, and then it's going to be Episode 7, 8, and 9, but they're going to be 2 years apart, and every recurring year between them, there's going to be like a standalone, like, spin-off movie.
Man, they're really going to be cranking them out then.
Yeah, they're going to be doing the next trilogy, and they're also going to be doing the Boba Fett movie, the rumored Han Solo movie, the Yoda movie, and a whole bunch of other spin-offs, and I wouldn't be surprised if they kept them going every year for at least the next couple decades.
Yeah, back to that music topic about this band, it's kind of interesting. I kind of like it. It has cool instrumentals.
Yeah, I do like how they have the progressive instrumentals, but they also have the mix between like the screaming vocals and the singing vocals.
But anyway, yeah, back to Star Wars.
Yeah, well, what are your guys' thoughts on having a new Star Wars movie every year? Do you think that it's the proper amount, or do you think that it would oversaturate the brand?
That's fine by me. As long as they're good, I'll watch them.
Yeah, but with that many, are they going to be good?
You never know.
Well, when you think about it, we have been clamoring for a good Star Wars movie for decades now. So I think the idea of possibly having a good Star Wars movie every year is an incredible idea. Even if there are a couple stinkers, we'll still get at least a handful of solid films over the next couple years.
Well, it's better than having the every year a superhero movie come out.
Aw, nah. I hate stinkers about that. Superhero movies are supposed to be like that. We're finally getting to the apex of superhero movies. I think it's good that we're starting to get them consistently.
Yeah, I'm just saying I'd rather have a consistent Star Wars movie every year.
Well, why not both?
I guess, why not both?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. I've always loved Star Wars. I've wanted new Star Wars movies ever since the prequel trilogy. And even though they weren't really good movies, they were at least entertaining. So I'm hoping that now that they've gotten their shit in order and Disney is in charge, that we'll be seeing good Star Wars movies every year.
Yeah, let's watch what happens.
Let's see what happens. All right, well, another movie that I wanted to talk to you guys about, I don't know if you guys have seen it. It came out a couple weeks ago, and I actually went to go see it in theaters. It was the remake of the classic horror movie Evil Dead.
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't even seen the original.
Wow, that's...
Chick gets raped by a tree.
I take it that he saw it.
I've seen the original.
Oh, nice.
But not the new one.
Yeah, the Evil Dead trilogy was... It's probably one of the classic horror franchises, and they actually rebooted it. And I was actually pretty surprised. I went to go see this, and I wasn't really expecting much more than, like, you know, the modern-day horror movies. They're just pretty... For the most part, they're usually pretty crappy. But, I went to go see this, and I was actually pleasantly surprised. It's actually a pretty good movie. It's it's not so much scary, as in, like, scaring the crap out of you, but it's pretty gory. And I like how they kept the lore from the original trilogy intact without, like, abusing it and ruining it.
Right.
It's a good movie. Have there been any movies you guys have seen recently that you enjoyed or would like to give mention of for any other reason?
No, I haven't, but I'm looking at this movie, Army of Darkness. Have any of you guys ever seen that?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, is it, like, funny good or, like, good?
It's funny good. It's a comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you watch Evil Dead 2, it's pretty much... Evil Dead 2 is like a comedic remake of Evil Dead because they tried to be serious with Evil Dead, but they failed so bad that people was like, they were like, are you fucking serious right now?
Yeah. Yeah, and apparently they redid the Evil Dead 2 because they couldn't get the rights to Evil Dead 1. It was like some weird studio thing, so they just decided, like, fuck it, we're gonna redo it and we're gonna make it funny and hilarious. And Army of Darkness is the third movie in the original series, and it's like the biggest budget out of them. Yeah, it's actually it's pretty damn funny, and it's also pretty awesome.
Yeah, we should do a shitty movie night and watch that one.
Except it's not a shitty movie, it's a great movie.
Yeah,
that's like one of those classic movies that you could quote all the time, like the original Conan movies.
Yeah,
I'd put it in the same category.
All right, then I have to watch this because it's probably worth it.
Yup. Well, I've also been hitting up my Netflix account recently, and there are a couple movies that I saw recently that I wanted to give a little throw out to. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Norwegian film Troll Hunter.
No.
It sounds goofy, and I've watched it with my girlfriend, and even she was a little wary about watching it. She thought it was going to be stupid, but I thought it was actually a pretty good movie. It's like one of those, like, cheesy action movies, and of course it's all in Norwegian, so it's subtitled, but it's pretty awesome. It has a lot of funny moments, also has a lot of, like, cool action moments. It's a good movie. Check it out.
You've been getting into a lot of Norwegian stuff recently, have you? Haven't you?
Not a lot, but there have been a few Norwegian things I've been enjoying.
Kvelter Talk and
last week
Troll
I gave
Hunter
the recommendation for Kvelter Talk and Troll Hunter. And I also watched another Norwegian movie recently called Headhunters, and it was a pretty all right, like, action movie. It had one of the stars of the movie was the dude who plays Jaime Lannister on Game of Thrones, Nikolaj Coster-Waldau or whatever his name is. Yeah, but he was in it, and Headhunters was all right. It was one of those movies that, like, starts off pretty weird but gets going near the end.
Oh, I saw a movie on the DVD shelf at Fry's and looked kind of up my alley. It was called Hell.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on Netflix recently, too. Actually a pretty good movie. I think it's all in German. It's another subtitled movie, but it's like a post-apocalyptic... I wouldn't say it's really a horror movie, but it's like a thriller/drama set in a post-apocalyptic setting, but instead of, like, zombies or something, like, the setting for the apocalypse is, like, sunspots that, like, ruin the Earth's economy. So there's like people surviving and they like try to avoid the sun. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I don't know if I would buy it, but if you were able to see it on like Netflix or on demand or something, I'd definitely give it a shout out.
So yeah, I'm just looking for some more entertainment, you know, for when I head out of town.
Yep, when you depart on your cruise ship.
Yeah, my cruise ship. Exactly.
Well, I don't know. I'd check it out. You'd probably like it. I know you tend to like a lot of German things, and it's all in German, so.
And it's a post-apocalyptic world, so you can't really go wrong, can you?
Yeah, that's true. And it's an interesting post-apocalyptic world that we really haven't seen. Because usually post-apocalypse means zombies in most movies, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
Or guys that wear hockey masks and try and attack villages like in...
Like Mad Max.
Mad Max, yeah.
Do you guys know they're actually making another Mad Max movie?
That'll be cool. I'd see that.
Yeah, it's actually... it's not going to have Mel Gibson in it, because I think...
No!
Well, the person playing the infamous... Mad Max is going to be Tom Hardy, who of course played Bane in The Dark Knight Rises. And it's also going to be starring a few other people, like Charlize Theron is playing the villain, and she's going to have really short hair. But of course, most things Charlize Theron are in are usually awesome. And Mad Max Fury Road is going to be directed by George Miller, who directed the original three movies.
Cool.
That's what I was going for.
Way to get the timing right there, Mike.
That's what we needed, a soundboard, though.
Yeah, well, if we want to get a soundboard, we need a couple $100 to go splurge with.
A couple hundred only?
Probably, yeah. You could probably get them from Guitar Center.
You could go online and get it for free.
Or yeah, that's it.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. I'm gonna get medieval on your asses.
I'm gonna rip off your head and shit down your neck.
Your face, your ass, what's the difference?
I feel like I'm on Ventrio right now. Alright, well, Michael, I know a show you got me into last year sometime was the show called Breaking Bad, which is a pretty famous show and pretty critically acclaimed. Have you, did you watch the first half of season 5?
Yeah, I have.
Nice. Well, would you like me to tell you that Breaking Bad is going to be returning for the rest of its fifth and final season on August 11th? Yup, yup, they're going to be coming back, finishing off the show, and I, for one, am super excited to finally see how Walter White ends his tale. Alright, well, guess you guys aren't too interested in this podcast.
Not that subject, I don't really know much about it.
Yeah, I don't watch movies or new TV crap.
It's not crap, it's one of the greatest shows to ever grace the small screen, Paul.
You can talk about games, though.
Alright, what sort of, games you've been into lately?
Well, I don't know if the listeners have tried out the Company of Heroes beta. That was pretty cool.
Nice. I haven't even given it a shot yet, but I don't think I ever played the original Company of Heroes either.
Yeah, yeah, they're good games, man.
So you definitely give a recommendation.
The new, I highly recommend Company of Heroes, but I like what they did with the new one. It feels a lot more like gritty and realistic as compared to the original one. I feel after playing the new one, the original feels like kind of arcadey to me.
Wow.
You masturbate?
Alright, yes. Someone get Mike away from the soundboard. Someone unplug him from the internet or something.
Oh, well, look at all these soundboards, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, I guess the only game I've really been playing lately is Crusader Kings 2, but of course I'm obsessed with that game.
And by the way, fuck you, because I have been starting to play that game and it is addicting and a pain in the ass to play.
Yeah, that game is addicting as fuck, but it's also one of the games that generally takes forever just to be able to do anything.
I like that game. I think it was kind of neat. I'm debating whether to buy it or not.
Do it!
Yeah, I really want to play as the Bavarians.
Of course.
Sadly, you cannot play as Pagans in that game, or at least not yet.
You can't play as Latvia or anything like that?
Not yet.
Or Lithuania? Oh. Well, you can play as the Vikings, though. They're pagans.
Yes. Well, they're more... It's how it works out's weird.
Still a cool game. I really haven't played the original version, because ever since I got that game, I downloaded the Game of Thrones Total Conversion mod. And if you're a fan of anything about Game of Thrones or A Song of Ice and Fire, check out that mod. It is absolutely superb. Well, Chris, I know that you should definitely check out the not only the Game of Thrones mod for Crusader Kings if you end up buying it, but also, you should check out the books.
Yeah.
and start watching that show so I could finally start talking to someone about it.
Oh, and I'll start watching it once I embark on my journey.
Gotcha.
Kind of saving it, you know?
Yep, saving it for a special occasion on your cruise.
Yes.
All right, well, do you guys have anything else you would like to talk about before we depart for the week?
We got anything.
All right, Mike, you got anything you want to say?
I hope they find those fuckers in Boston.
Agreed. I hope they find those guys and they put them through the most publicized trial we've seen in decades.
Yarp.
Paul, don't you want to give the audience, don't you want to make it a little bit weird before we leave?
Narp. I would like to say somebody's mic sucks, balls.
Yeah, Chris, it kind of sounds like you're getting raped by an alien right now.
I don't know why that makes me crack up, but sorry, Paul. Go ahead and say what you're going to say.
Nerp.
All right, well, I guess we will sign off for the week. And until next time, keep it classy.
Crazy fun for everyone.
You speak English?